Or else Lishnachrin Rashi says, Hain we should linya mitzvois. Isha v'yevet shav, they both have the same halachas. The garmin and lo. So what do I have to make two brochas, shlo yasan isha and shlo yasan yoved? So Mara says that still eved zil tvei. Still it's a bigger zilus, it's a bigger degradation. You're degrading yourself more by being an eved than an isha. So therefore, even though we made a brocha shlo yasan isha, still even though we made a brocha shlo yasan yoved, still we have to make a brocha shlo yasan isha. The other Gemara says, Tana Rabbonin, Chalozoin Zehu Gufoi Doim Liam. The Chalozoin, that's his name of the fish, that we make the, we take the blood and we make the tchelus from. So it resembles the sea, it looks like the sea. Ubriyosa Doim Ladag, but its shape is like a fish. And the Oilo Echod Leshivim Shona. It comes up, it appears once in 70 years. Uvedomoit Saif and Tchelus. And with its blood, we dye the blue thread. That's how we get the tchelis with the blood of this chalozin. The figure, therefore, adom avikorim, it's very expensive. Tchelis is very expensive because it's hard to get tchelis. This fish only comes up, Rashi says, really minorits, interesting. Rashi has a gear, so comes up minorits. The chur, it comes up from the yam. Rashi says, all the minorits, because according to Rashi, it means if you go fishing for it, mashmi, you could find a lot of them. Just this chalazim by itself comes up on the oritz, that's one in 70 years. So Rashi says, l'fikach shein oilu le'achas la'ayin shono, tell me, because therefore it's very expensive, it doesn't come up so often. Therefore it's very scarce, therefore it's very expensive. Tanya be learned. Omer Rabbi Nosson, ein l'chol kol mitzvah kala sheksuva batoiro shein matin schor b'olo mazil olo mabo, that every single mitzvah we have, even the simplest one, they will receive reward both for Elam Azeh and Elam Abor. Is any day a kama, but you don't know how much reward will you receive? So Mara says, if so, say you lamad the mitzvah sitzis. Go and learn out from the mitzvah sitzis. Rashi says, mitzvah kala, asay biyama, it's a mitzvah kala. And still you see the reward that ma'isa biyodamech, that happened a story once with one person. Sho yizoye be mitzvah sitzis. He was very nizir, he was always very careful to do the mitzvah sitzis. Shoma sheish zoyna bekarchi yom. He heard that there was a zoyna that lived bekarchi yom on the other side of the ocean. Shenatelas dalad meyazuvim bischara, that she takes famish 400 golden coins for reward to live with her. That's how good of a zoyna she is. So shiguloyaber meyazuvim. This Jew by stairs, he had a type of his nus, and he lived with zoynas, and he wanted to live with this one. So he went and he sent her 400. Dinner and gold, he sent to her. The kovel ozman, and he made up a time when he's going to live with her, when he'll be with her. Keshegi ozman, or came that time, bo v'yoshev ala pesach. The Jew came in and sat on the door. Nichnasa shivchasa v'yom rolo oisa yod m'sheshigal uchodalad me'azuvim bo. So the maid came in and told the zayna that the man that sent you the 400 zuvim, golden coins, is here now. Bo v'yoshev ala pesach, that he's sitting by the door now. Omro Hishus, she said to him, Yikonis, let him come in. Nichnas, so the man came in, had Sealoi Zayin Mitois, Sheish Shel Kesef, Priyachas Shel Zohov. So when he came in, she spread out seven beds, seven Mitois, Sheish Shel Kesef, six of them were from silver, Priyachas Shel Zohov, one was made out of gold, Uben Kolachas, Priyachas Sulam Shel Kesef. Between one bed and another bed, there was a ladder to go up it, a silver ladder. Vel Yoyne Shelzov, and the top ladder to go to the top bed, that was also made out of gold. Is also Vyoshva Gabriel Yoyne, Kishi Yaruma. She went up and sat and lied down on the top bed when she was undressed. The Yafu, the same thing, the Jew also, all that he went up, Leshev Orum Kenegda. He went up also to lie next to her undressed. But Bo Dalet Sisosov, when he was taken off his tittis, they like v'tov chalei apono, they hit him on his face. So as soon as the tzitzis hit him on the face, his nishmat, the Jew, came down. V'yoshav le'agabe karki, came down on the floor. He left. He went down on the floor, and he didn't want to go up to have this nus. V'afi, when she saw this nishmato v'yoshav le'agabe karki, she also came down to sit down next to him on the floor. Omroloi, so she said to him, Gapa shoraimi. So Rashi says it means like she swore, Kapa Sharumi Nishpa Bachaya Melech. She swore like in the king's name. And she said like this, that Sheini Manichsecha, I'm not going to leave you at your temple until you tell me Malmum Risabi. Like, what Flemish did you see in me? How come you left me? How come you didn't come up? Is Omalo? So he said to her, I avoid, like I swear back to you, Shlarisi Shiyofakam Oisra. I never saw such a beautiful lady like you. Elabot mitzvah achas sivonu Hashem lokeinu. There's one mitzvah that Hashem gave us, the Tzitzis Shemo, its name is Tzitzis. Uksiv bo Nataka says by the mitzvah of Tzitzis, Ani Hashem lokeichem shtei pomim. It says Ani Hashem, it says twice by the mitzvah of Tzitzis. So we darshin Anihu shosid liporei, v'anihu shosid l'shalim schar. I'm a Kodesh Baruch that's going to pay back punishment to people that do not do this mitzvah, and I'm going to pay back reward to people that do the mitzvahs. Is achshiv now nid molai kedalad edim? My four tzitzis that I had came and appeared to me, mamish like four edim, that they will come and say this to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that if I do this nus, what kind of terrible punishment I get? So may the tzitzis saved me, protected me, and stopped me from doing the aveir of nus. So kids, this is called the schar we get from the mitzvah. This is called the reward we have from the mitzvah tzitzis in this world. A tremendous reward. Omruloi, so she said to him, I'm not going to leave you alone. At your time, Mashmecha, tell them what your name is. O Mashemircha, what city you come from? O Mashem Rabcha, what's the name of your Rebbe? O Mashem Ujasecha, what's the name of the yeshiva you buy? Shatalama that you learn. Shatalama by Torah. So Kosav Nosim B'yad, he wrote it all down. He wrote down his identification. He wrote down his name, his address, his Rebbe, his yeshiva where he learns. Omdo V'chuk Okonech Seho. She got up now and she divided up all her property. Shlish l'malchus, like a one-third she gave to the king. Rashi says, she nichenu li yizgayir, that the king should leave her alone, the king should let her become a Jew. O shlish l'aniyim, one-third she gave for tzedakah. O shlish not l'biyada, and one-third she took with her. Chutz mi'oysa matzois, excluding also these beds that she had, she also took with us. That also she did not sell. And David, she brought it to him. As Rashi says, "Who are you, man? That was the man that this person got these seven beds that she had. So the bed she didn't sell either. What happened was now, she went to the yeshiva of Rabbi Chia. Omrulah, she said, Rabbi, tzivolai v'yasuni giyuris. I want you to make me into a ger. I want to become a Jew. Omalos, Abchia said to Abiti, Shema Nech Nasate Vechem in a Tamidim, like maybe you saw one of my Tamidim, and because of them you want to become a Jew, and maybe it's not called the Gugeris then. So her Tziya Ksav Miyadish is true. She said she took out this Ksav, Vinostimla, she gave the Ksav to the exact Bochur in the Yeshiv, exactly who it was. Omalos, so he said back to her, Lechi Zochi Bemechra, go ahead and be Zochi Mechra, mean, go ahead, I'll be Mizgari you, and I'll let you live with it and you can get married. In other words, even though usually Geris, we don't know Mekabel, I'm an ass for this. But Vaistais, Rabbi Chiya saw that she meant it L'Shem Shemayim, and she did tshuva, and she was Makir the Torah, and she was really doing L'Shem Shemayim. So therefore he said to her, go and be Zeicha, the Mekha. Is Oysen Matzoy Shasila B'Yissa. Those beds that you used to do B'Yissa, Hatzila B'Hetha. Now after you get married to him, live with him B'Hetha. This is the man's chad that he received berlam azir, that either it saved him from the mitzvah, from the avera, or else that he received this reward, he received all this money. But berlam abu, I don't know how much reward we receive in berlam abu, even for the simple mitzvah. Om Reb Yehuda. So kitza, we have to be zorim mitzvahs, we get rizchar, berlam azir, and berlam abu. Om Reb Yehuda. Talis shula, if you borrow a talis from somebody else. So the locher is kol shloshim yom p'turim in a tzitzis. The first 30 days that you use it, you put them in a tzitzis. Since it's not called your beged, so midiraisi you put them. And even midirabonin, the first 30 days, still you put them. Mikan v'yelach, but after 30 days, chayevis, then you chayiv. And poshis midirabonin, that after 30 days, now it looks like yours. Therefore, the Rabbanim will mechayev you to put tzitzis on it. Tanya Nam Yochel, not the same way also. Hadar bepundiki b'Eretz Yisrael. If someone lives in an inn in a pundik in Eretz Yisrael, Rashi says Shishol Shalonim boy oivtim v'shavim. People that travel sleep there by night like a motel. if you sleep in a motel that's owned by a Jew in Eretz Yisrael, for Yasoicha Bayis Bechutz Loretz, or if somebody rents a house in Chutz Loretz, the Lacha is called Shleshim Yom Potem in a Mezuzah. The first 30 days you put them in a Mezuzah. The house doesn't belong to you, you put them in a Mezuzah. But Mikan Ve'elach, after 30 days go by, then Chayv and Chayv and Tzitzis, then Chayv and Mezuzah, Midirabonin, since now you're there already, 30 days it looks like yours. So again, in Eretz Yisrael, it's only if you're in an inn, but you rent the house, only in Chutz Loretz do you have 30 days. But Mashma in Eretz Yisrael, if you rent the house in Eretz Yisrael, you're mechuyev right away, like the Gemara says, Avol Asoicha Bayis Eretz Yisrael, whoever rents the house in Eretz Yisrael, Oisim Mezuzah Liyot, he has to make a Mezuzah right away. Put up a Mezuzah right away. Why? Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Mishum the Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, Lo Yacha Shekovu Shuvein and Loitlo Mishom. Afilu yotzei menu, k'dimim perka shoyel, hilcha b'kushi yotzei menu, b'nei torech mezuzah. So once you put up a mezuzah, you're not allowed to leave the place. And in Eretz Yisrael, we don't want you to leave it. So therefore, vayisas with the rabbonin, you have a chiyuv to put up your mezuzah right away. If you rent an apartment in Eretz Yisrael, the chiyuv is to put the mezuzah up right away. Only in Chutz Loretz do we have 30 days to put it up. And that's a shaila. If you rent a house here in America, like, can you put the mezuzah up right away? Or do you have to wait till 30 days are up? I think Ramesh writes in the Tshuva that you could put it up right away, but the bracha you should wait until 30 days pass by. At the end of 30 days, I take it off and then put it back up again with the bracha. Now it says in the Mishnah, Tefillah Shoyad Einu Makeves, that the Tefillah Shoyad is not marked of the Sharosh. Like each one you could do separately. If you only have one pair or you have a wound, you cannot wear both. You have to put on the one that you could. Omer Rav Chizda, it's only if you have both pairs of tefillin. Then even though now you're only putting on one, you're mechayev the mitzvah. But if you don't own two pairs, then it's makev, then you're not mechayev the mitzvah with one alone. So Amru loy, sechom sadat Rav Chizda, or mato, like, do you still hold this? Like, what kind of svar is this? Amru loy, so Chizda said back, loy, no, like he himself also retracted. Ela rather the svar should be like this. Like man, the less like tre mitzvahs, chad mitzvah number 11. Like, what kind of svar is this? Like, just because you can't do two, should that free you from not doing one? Rather, the locher is if you only have one, either tefillin shoyad or tefillin shorosa, why you should put that on? So, more asked the question: Umikora myself. If so, what was Rav Chizda's first havamin? How come he said that if you don't have both pairs, then you can't even be mekayim one? So Gemara said he held at the beginning, it's Xer Hashem Yifsha, it's Xer Hashem Yiposha. Like Rashi at the beginning, tell me it's not Makkah that you can be Yotzu with one, Yiposha Leikna Cheres, a person will be Poshaya, deliberately he won't buy another pair. So therefore, Lechatchila he held that there should be Xerah, that if you only own one pair, you cannot put that on. You have to have both, the Tefillin Shiyan and Tefillin Sharosh. But the Seif Tesor is, no, we don't make such a Xerah. Even though he only has one, Avadi should put on what he has. Omer of Sheshes, Kol Sheinu Meniach Tfilin, Oive Vishmoine Essay. Whoever does not put on Tfilin, he's over 8 essays. So Rashi says, Dalad Parshiyos, Yesh Ben, V'Ako Chad Kaim Matroyes. In each one of them, there are 2 essays. That's how you have 8 essays in the Torah to put on Tfilin. So if you do not, you're over these 8 essays. For Chol Shein Loi Tzitzis, a big whoever does not wear tzitzis in his clothing, Oiva V'chamisha Osa, Oiva V'chamisha Esayoga, 5 essays. It says in your tzitzis 5 times. Trashi B'yosu V'nosnu V'ho Yurisem K'dilun Tas Lecho. For Chol Koyin Shein Oidl L'duchin, or any Koyin that does not Oidl L'duchin, is Oiva V'gimel essays, over 3 essays. And Chol Shein Loi Mezuzah, Pisch, whoever owns a house and does not have a mezuzah on it, is over b'shnei essays, over 2 essays. There's 2 times in yin about parsha mezuzah. Uchsavtum, it says twice.